After the bracha from Avir Shena, we then move on to a short little paragraph. And sometimes in the siddur that's printed in small print, it's only four lines, we're liable just to read it very quickly, or perhaps not even at all, it's not even a bracha, so maybe we just don't give it credence. But let's read it slowly and understand that there's a really powerful tefillah here and an amazing opportunity. May it be your will, my God, God of my fathers, that you save me, deliver me, today and every day, from impudent people, from insolence, from a bad person, from a bad friend, from a bad neighbor, mishap, let's call it an evil hindrance, as of Hirsch does. Midin kasha, harsh judgment. Mibal din kasha, difficult opponent. Bein shu bein bris, bein she'ena bein bris, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew. Rav Shimshon von Hirsch explains that this short tefillah gives us an opportunity to insert our own requests and supplications in accordance with our own personal needs. It's a time to daven for our own needs right then. Depends what our circumstances are concerning these difficulties which will meet us in our dealings and relationships with other men, other people. This is based on the Torah. Meaning at this point in the day, we kind of look ahead and realize, oh, there are many challenges ahead. What are the potential pitfalls that I'm going to encounter today? And then daven for them, even before we start really davening. We're looking ahead. We're asking for siyata dishmaya, for divine assistance, in the things that are going to challenge us in our daily routine, in our daily lives. And really we emphasize here of dealing with difficult people. Azipanim. Who are Azipanim? The Hirsch explains. These are people who deny us the consideration and respect rightly due to us. And more than that, we also ask that we don't become influenced ourselves, that we should be saved from azus panim, the possibility that we ourselves might sin against others through an insolent lack of consideration on our part. Not realizing another person's value lies at the heart of all averus b'vein adam l'chaveru. If we'd realize who we are, we wouldn't do things beneath our station as befitting a tzelem elikim. If we'd realize who other people are, we'd treat them with the respect that we reserve for the Rabbi Nishayim himself almost. Because there's a part of our Kaddish Baruch in each person. We ask Hashem to protect us against the wickedness of others and our companions. We ask him to protect us against unexpected mishaps and challenges in our private lives and harsh judicial sentences. Challenges are everywhere. There's no such thing as a life without challenges. They're there to help us grow. Perhaps the most fundamental way in which we grow in the challenges in our lives is through our emunah, realizing that they're sent from our Kaddish Baruch Hu to help us navigate, for us to stretch our spiritual, psychological, emotional muscles to become people that we never could have been otherwise. But core amongst it all is to realize that we need siyata dishmaya, we need divine assistance to be able to go beyond that which we're naturally capable of. And if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point in our davening to help us, to save us, to guide us, to help us navigate challenging situations so that we should become bigger and better people for them.